News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The 2026, it should be, Emmy nominations will be announced later this evening. So who deserves to get the nom? We're joined now by Scott Bryan, TV critic and broadcaster, to go through who deserves what a bit later on. There are favourites here, aren't there, Scott? There's lots of shows being tipped to do well. Shows like The Bear, maybe Hacks, things like that.
Yes, certainly. I mean, I would say that the Emmys are an interesting one because there are more than 100 categories. So if you think the over this side of the pond, award shows are quite long and tedious, wait until you go to the US. But I mean, it's also, I think, a great litmus of kind of what is kind of the shows that people are really talking about at the moment. And sometimes shows from this side of the pond actually do really quite well too. So I would say Adolescence, you know, the drama that was set in real time. I mean, this was very much a show which was reflecting issues around controlling relationships, around sort of Andrew Tate and far-right wing networks. But it also was not just popular domestically. It had such an international reach. It was actually one of the most popular English language Netflix originals of all time. So I would expect it to do well. I would expect it to do quite well. But also, I think that there are just shows that feel so really quite buzzy. I mean, manages to capture the zeitgeist, even if it might not necessarily have really high viewership. So The Studio, Seth Rogen's fairly recent take lampooning the movie film industry. It's as much a love letter to it as it takes the mick out of it. And I think that certainly has potential, along with Severance, of course, which after quite a break returned for another series. I think it's got that element of Lost, in which you're trying to work out at the same time as the characters kind of what on earth is really going on.
Yeah, from the get-go, you're not entirely certain what it's all about. There's obviously kind of obvious ones that may well get tipped, things like White Lotus that appear every season of that appears to have a bit of a zeitgeist behind it.
Exactly. You're very much right. The White Lotus, even though Mike White's most latest series was probably the least well received, I think it received some criticism for maybe dragging out the plot a little bit too long, not necessarily having all of the high stakes, but also kind of wry commentary that the series became critically acclaimed for in the first place, but is expected to do well, this show, in maybe the acting categories. And it's sort of the same with The Bear, really. I think The Bear is an interesting one at the Emmys because it's won a lot in the comedy category, even though it's seen by many people not really to be a comedy whatsoever. But the latest series, I mean, it really depends who you ask. Some people say it's a continuation of a show that's been great from the very beginning. I think some people are saying that it's actually started to lose its shine a bit. But sometimes, I mean, even if the show is not as popular or as good as what it was when it first came out, I think by the sheer number of categories that there are, it will likely do quite well anyway. So,
something for everybody almost. I can't watch The Bear. I find it so stressful that I actually...
It is one of the most stressful shows on
that
TV.
I actually find myself personally distressed watching it, so I have to turn it off. Look, we will be glued to all that a little bit later on. Thank you very much for joining us this morning. That is Scott Bryan there, TV critic and broadcaster.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.